is No Pink Spandex episode 184 for Sunday, November 30th, 2014.
What it do, shouties? How y'all doing? We back. I always feel like, you know, we're gone for a while and then we come back. Here we go a while, come back.
We're in more of a qualitative than quantitative visit business now. That's what we're saying.
Pretty much. But when this is released, hopefully people have downloaded our interview with Philip Andrew Merrick from Power Rangers Wild Force. Right, so hopefully y'all have marinated on that, chewed on that, right?
Garage door repairman.
That's right. That, you know, there ain't nothing wrong.
Just interesting.
Getting your garage door repaired, okay? Everybody needs a repairman. That's your man.
Right there.
Okay, so, but we are not only back, but we're back with an OG.
Yes, home for the holidays.
Katie,
home for the holidays. Sorry.
Katie, how you doing? How you been?
I'm fine. I'm doing fine. Oh, I got myself into World of Warcraft. It's bad. It's very bad. No, actually, the new expansion is pretty awesome, but let's not talk about that.
See, so, you need good excuses for why you're gone, and, you know, family stuff. World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft's amazing, though. But I'm not going to... Like I said, this is not the room for... that screaming child is Zoe. I've been busy.
Yeah, that's our fourth co-host of the evening, Zoe.
I might make her say hello.
Yes.
So just let you know that she's going to be reacting to our discussion about the Mega Force extended finale.
She has her thoughts. She's gathered them.
She's cray cray. She is cray cray. Just saying.
Yes. She's ready.
So, yeah. But look, glad that you're back with us, Katie. Because you know, it's like memories.
Yeah, and you know, I think Jared getting back in touch with me with the whole impending pass fanfic kind of got me back
writing,
a little bit. Yes.
Writing.
Oh, really?
We're going back to writing. I am currently re-editing everything we've ever done on it.
You are putting a lot of scientific information in there, Jeremy.
I am.
Jazz would be very proud of you.
I'm doing some wiki work, you know, getting some facts.
And I told him if he needs help,
facts, not rumors.
Yes.
Yeah. Chaz is like the loves science, so yeah, he's the one to talk to. So.
Yes.
Okay, Chaz is the husband.
Yes, which you guys have constantly teased me about.
Typical Chaz.
Chaz.
Yeah, here it goes. Chaz.
Oh, it brings it back. No, but okay, you guys are writing again. That's good.
Yes.
That's
so good. Once I re-edit all of our old stuff, then we will start working on some new stuff.
I think we left off at the very tail end of Wild Force.
Yes, we were.
The last chapter had not been edited, or I don't know what happened to it.
Yes, there are 11 chapters in the book. I have re-edited 4 of them, so we're getting there. I'm trying to do about 1 a week, so hopefully sooner than later, we'll have new material. Fingers crossed.
All right. See, look, you know, it's like you guys are going back to your fan fiction, and heck, I might even... No, I'm not going to go back to mine. That's all right.
No?
How bad is it?
No, it's not bad. It's just like, you know, I have other projects that I'm working on now, and I rather focus on those. You know, I'll go back to the writing at some point, but, you know, I'm, you know, starting up new shows and stuff on the interwebs.
Yes.
So... big things popping.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but enough about us and reminiscing and all that other nonsense. We have to
go to other nonsense.
Yes.
That's not what you're here for. No.
Oh, the Mega Force. See, here's the thing, right? Back in, what was it, September, October? You know, we did our episode and we reviewed Mega Force.
Yes.
We thought we were done.
Because all the episodes were... overseas much earlier than they were here.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat through the fun, And unfortunately, Super Mega Force is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I mean, we thought we were done. We were like, all right, time to
In the
go.
books,
And
Dino Charge time.
then, I get an email from the power force that be that there will be an extended finale shown on Nicktoons the Monday. I forgot which date it was, but like Monday night at 11 to 12:15 p like a.m. Like
Now,
legit, like, you guys, look, I know we know you saw the finale already. Some more stuff.
They made me watch it.
now
They
was this
made me
before
watch it.
was this before or after the Power Four sent you a box of cereal?
Okay. Let me
I'm not sure about that
I
actually.
know we are going to just deviate a little bit, but during these holidays, things get really busy or whatever. I had some personal things that has happened which required my attention other places. So I was surprised when I got home from after, handling what I had to handle, and I saw a FedEx door tag. Mouse. I'm like, oh, we're getting something. So, I look up the door tag, whatever. I'm just like, and I see in the notes, PR cereal. I'm like, nah, son, they're not serious, right? No, it's not, no, right? So, or like, at the very least, it's like their own branded, like, here's our new Power Ranger cereal. But I'm like, all right, but it's not. So fine, I'm like, let me wait for this package. Now, I waited for this package. And, I had think like I had important things to do, but I said, no,
Cereal comes
let me
first.
wait for this package. So I got the package. I'm thinking, and then I shook it. Normally, I don't shake my packages. Shook it. And I'm like, I'm hearing cereal. Okay. All right, open it up. It's a box of Lucky Charms
With the marshmallows.
it says like, oh, look, and you get a little toy inside. It's either Hello Kitty or Power Rangers. And I'm just like, you know what? I have to
You
say,
preferred Hello
now
Kitty.
I prefer the Hello Kitty.
Oh
But
my.
they did, but they did merge my two loves. I do love the Hello Kitties. I do love my, but it was some little car or some nonsense. I'm just like, I didn't even open it. I was so infuriated that I waited for this cereal of Lucky Charms. Like, Power Force, that'd be. Can you not waste my time with sending me cereal by
Which one
FedEx?
did you get?
Like, I didn't open it. I was so
Still
mad.
infuriated, can't
I'm
open.
still
Go open it right
Infuriated.
now. We want to know.
Oh my
Your
gosh, are you
viewers want to know.
Yes. Totally
Yes.
serious.
God, no way.
Yes.
Like it's one of those things at the.
Get to
Okay.
digging.
Oh, Lord Jesus is a fire. Hold on.
Commercial break.
It's they send some very strange things. I've heard plenty of stories. They're very random. They give you like kids' backpacks, even though everybody in the Power Force is an adult.
Yeah, this is quality internet radio here, guys. Look.
Yeah. Hey,
Yes.
I'm just surprised that cereal still has prizes in it. Nowadays, it's always like codes for stuff or.
Or
So here
like
it
you
is, here
have
it
to
is.
grab like three coupons just to
Look at it,
get.
guys. Look, guys. Look, guys. Free mega box car inside. So there's four to collect.
Ooh.
And you either get a Power Rangers Mega Force car or a Hello Kitty car.
Watch a Hello Kitty.
Lisa loves the Hello Kitty. We had to
I love the Hello Kitty though, I'm not gonna lie.
at Morphicon, we had to stop and do some Hello Kitty shopping.
Yeah, and I wasn't at the
And
con.
I'm totally opening it from the bottom.
Because you assume that's where it is?
Because I assume that's where it
Watch is at
is.
the top. She shook it so much it's at the top.
Yep, you shook it right
And
to the middle.
these mother flowers. It's nowhere at the top nor the
I
bottom.
see you shook it to the middle.
You gotta be kidding me right now.
This is the greatest.
Oh no, wait, it's not in the cereal. Duh, it's in the actual box.
Oh, hey now.
All right.
What'd you get?
I wonder which one it is.
Hello Kitty,
Although
watch it, Hello Kitty.
if they like mailed the box and like they would have to know beforehand, like, hello guys, this is Power Rangers, or else they're like advertising Hello Kitty. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
Maybe.
that would be
Does
wrong.
Saban own Hello Kitty in America?
You know, I don't
No.
know. I doubt it.
Maybe.
He owns the Paul Frank people, I think.
No, it's San
Not the Paul Frank, the what you call people. I don't know. What, the Lisa Frank. Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's that. Whatever. What are those things? Oh my gosh, this is like really quality entertainment. Listen to me opening a package. This is so dumb.
Where's your scissors?
Yeah. Dumb. Hate you. Die in a
She
fire.
Hates
Oh,
people.
wait. Oh, look, it is. Power Rangers Mega Force. Hello Kitty too. They're stickers.
Oh.
So it's both.
So you can pick and choose.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, you know what? You know what?
So what is a guy going to do with the Hello Kitty stickers? Just saying.
No, here's the thing. Instead of choosing, oh man, we got to put this toy in here or that girl toy, quote unquote, or the boy toy, quote unquote, they just give you stickers to put on the car itself. And you can choose. So what if a girl is like, Hello Kitty, I don't like pink, ew, disgusting, want to deal with the Power Rangers? You know what?
You mean it's a unisex toy?
You know what? Well, I mean, until you put on the stickers.
Yeah. You know,
not a bad idea.
You know,
not bad.
And you never know, there are bronies out there, so you never know, there might be some guys that want some Hello Kitty.
You know what? You know,
exactly.
My husband just watched a documentary on bronies. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I commend them for having the ingenuity, but do not ever send me a box of cereal ever again in FedEx. Just don't. I'm sorry. That was a complete waste of my time. Like, honest to Jesus, can you just send me the toy if you want to just send me something? Just open the box up, send the toy in, and don't FedEx that nonsense.
It says right here, Saban Entertainment adapted Hello Kitty's third season into the U.S., and they own the video and DVD rights.
Really? Interesting.
Boom.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I'm putting away my cereal.
Hey. This
you should be snacking on it.
Yeah, and we were able to delay talking about Super Mega Force, so that's a Super Mega win right there.
Okay, back to the show. All right, so Mega Force. So we thought we were all done. We thought, boom, right, we could move on to other things. No, they were like, we know you saw it. We know you all went to the UK, quote unquote, and saw the finale. So I bet you they're like, yo, look, let's do this whole, like, you know, extended finale thing, mm-hmm. right? And I'm thinking, oh, okay, they're going to add more, like, Zord footage or whatever. Who
yeah.
cares? Oh, and then they're going to add, like, a couple more lines for Tommy and call it a day.
Yeah, because, you know, basically I was thinking, I've seen the Sentai finale. I know they left out a lot of stuff. And I know that the Legendary Rangers stuff was very last minute. So I'm like, they probably had a finale in the can. They were done. Then they added this stuff, which means they had to take other stuff out. So all you do is just put that stuff back in. Boom, you got an extended finale.
Woohoo!
And for the most part, that's what it was. For the most part. A couple extra things, but that's basically what it was.
So... Now, I don't, you know, we discussed the finale and, you know, and you can listen to our episode 182,
yes.
Cop Out City,
yes.
to hear our thoughts.
Very fair
right?
and balanced.
So we're not going to go over by rote what each thing happened again, but just some of the differences.
Yeah, hit the new stuff. You know what it is.
Right? So now what I was surprised with is that they, you know, like they slotted... They slotted an hour and 15 minutes, and I didn't think that they were going to, like, add extra stuff into both the Wrath and Legendary Battle.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it was going to be, like, extended Legendary Battle Call of the Day. No. They were like, let's tack in some nonsensical crap in the Wrath,
mm-hmm.
and it's extended. So, one of the first things that was very important for us to know.
Yes.
Is that and I'm just gonna do a quick shout out to Henshin Grid because I'm following Henshin Grid and their what they caught for differences because God knows I can't remember half of them. So Henshin Grid yes. .blogspot.com.
We have neither the time nor level of sanity to compare. So the fact that you did, many props.
Awesome sauce. So, one of the first things in the Wrath that was very important to add is that Jake said he needs cheering up too, and Noah says to get a froyo. Telling you,
It's
man.
pivotal scenes like this during Orion's departure, which again, we've talked about before, made no sense. And the actor, even on Twitter, said it made no sense.
That's why I love me some
I
Cameron.
love Cameron Gibeau. I love this boy. He's
So.
great. He's a fan of the product, and he knows when things are whack. He can't
Made no
can't
sense.
say a lot about it because he's still under contract. You know, but the kid knows. So.
He knows the deal. So that was very important to add. Okay. Right. Now, granted, I'm always up for more speaking lines for the when they are unmorphed and when they're just in their civilian, doing their civilian things. But you really guys really just to say, hey, we added something. I'm good.
You
I'm
know,
good.
this is the super legendary cut right here, okay? We're bringing the
Oh
thud.
boy. Oh gosh. Then we get to the fighting parts, right? And of course, they had to extend Zord footage and fighting.
Well, no, you didn't.
and the funny thing is, you know, the stuff they're putting in is all of the attacks pretty much from seasons that don't exist in America. That's what they're adding. Here's them using Mask Man footage, which means nothing to us because you have crazy like symbols of like monks and stuff and deities and it's just very random. Or stuff, even stuff from like Go Ranger, the very first season ever. They're just throwing stuff in there. It's just lots of extra Zord battle stuff. Nothing here really tangibly important.
Yeah. Katie, now you haven't watched Power Rangers in a while, right?
Yeah, I've been kind of lackadaisical. I've seen bits and pieces of both just regular Mystic Force and or Mystic Force, Mega Force and Super Mega Force, but yeah, this is it's been a while. So I
And you don't subject your child to Mega Force, do you?
not no.
Yeah, that's torture. That's child abuse.
She's
So don't do that. Don't do it. I will call CPS like that.
No, I've already subjected her to Nintendo and Super Mario Brothers.
That's good. That's good. That's
Yeah,
healthy.
she loves Princess Peach, you don't even know.
That's
So,
perfect.
but yeah, I have not subjected her to Power Rangers yet. And
Well,
honestly,
oh, at all?
at all, not yet.
Oh.
So.
everything that has aired since she's been alive has been not the best. So you're
Well, no,
making
I'm
a
gonna
good
show her the
point.
old seasons. What are you talking
There
about?
you go. You
There you
need
go.
to go get a big Red Ranger helmet. It's on sale right
That's
now during Black Friday.
right.
Only $400.
Jesus.
Hey, I bought it for $650.
Oh.
So I'm
And I didn't. We disregard.
still not happy about that.
I don't have the money for that. The poor person right
Big Red
here.
Ranger helmet.
Yeah, all your money goes to World of Warcraft. We get it. We get it.
Microtransaction.
It's only paying you $15 a month. So,
Right, and then add it up.
Yep.
Whatever.
Okay, so you have, wow. Okay, so when do you think that you are going to indoctrinate your
You
child?
should
Honestly, I don't know. I
start with
mean,
Dino Charge. It's dinosaurs. It'll wear, you know.
yeah,
Wait,
she
you
can
haven't
fetch.
seen that. You haven't seen Dino Charge yet, Jeremy. You can't do just suggesting
It's
things.
dinosaurs. It's it it it, it, it
Then say
circle.
Dino
The
Thunder.
circle is complete, though.
Then say Dino Thunder.
I know, but
Then don't start with something you have not seen
I
yet.
know, but she needs her own thing, you know.
That's her own thing. Them people are young enough.
That's our thing. Dino Thunder is our thing still.
Yeah, it still is.
It is.
Anyway,
Yeah, but no, she can say dinosaur, so I might. We'll
There
see.
you go.
Oh boy, I just hope that it don't suck, child, or else we in trouble. You are in trouble. So yeah, anywho, back to the wrath. Not really much.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot in this episode. We're still doing the whole baffling thing of why are we showing all these old suits? Like, you replaced the Red Ranger to MMPR, but you're still showing up all these old suits. The
Yeah, and
Mask
all
Man and the Change Man and the Flash Man. People don't know
oh,
what
they
this
are.
is.
I was gonna say they are different. Doesn't pay attention to the Sentai. So I thought they were all the same team at one point. I'm like, wait a minute, no.
Well, see, they used what they did is quick story. They had to get all the legendary powers, and at the end, there were five they didn't get, which were taken by the bad guy. So when they finally got them, they used them all at the same time.
I
But and the
gotcha.
red one used a really, really old series, you know, where the costumes were still like cloth and looked all jank.
It looked
And for
way
some reason,
back.
they decided to reshoot the scene, making Red MMPR. But they decided to keep the other four Japanese shows that don't exist in America instead of just replacing them with other seasons that we've already seen, which would have made more sense.
Right.
So they're keeping the level of confusion high by blitzing new powers as they do.
If you did one, you should have done all of the MMPR. I'm sorry.
Or any seasons that we've already seen, you know, anything that's
Yeah.
MMPR to now, you
Yes.
know, stuff we've seen that exists, not Flashman. Stuff like that. So it's just a very bizarre choice that they made. I still don't get it. I don't know if they'll ever get it. It is what it is.
Well, look, I do have to say that I thought it was very important for me to see extended scenes of these never before seen powers because, hey, I didn't know that rhythmic gymnastics was a thing.
Apparently, it's a flute, though.
I didn't know that that was a very critical power to defeat a monster by having a ribbon and
It's an
it
electric ribbon.
sparking
You don't
Yeah, it's an electric ribbon, Lisa.
even know. There's a series, I believe it's Gogo 5, where all they do is every single ranger has ribbons and they just ribbon it up. It's all ribbons all the time.
Great. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. So, so nothing really much in the Wrath. Nothing screams out like, hey, we're new, we're good. This actually changes how we're setting up the next episode.
I also always like scenes where they always have to throw in a quick line of dialogue to explain the footage, like having was it Noah say, "I can also control the Q-Rex remotely." You know, it's reminiscent of like Connor's, "Oh, they're attacking Little Tokyo."
Don't diss on Little Tokyo. Just saying. Because there is a
or
Japantown in San Francisco.
like, we
So,
glad no one was in that building.
yeah,
That's
exactly.
what I'm
Early,
coming
just like
from.
early the early dub of Dragon Ball Z. "I can see their parachutes." "No, you can't. No, you can't. And you're not drinking a frothy mug of water either."
God.
Oh. Oh.
It's sparkling.
Yes. Oh no, he got sent to the home for infinite losers. How terrible. Oh.
But yeah, so I think we can move on.
Yes, to the meat and the potatoes. To Cameo City.
To the legendary battle.
Yes. So the original cameos we've already seen, you know, we saw Dana, we saw Carter, we love her light speed, we love Vlad's Galaxy,
No,
Sweet
it was nice to see
Space,
these guys.
all this good stuff, right? And then he shows up. Him. That guy.
Wait, who?
You know him. He's
No,
your
I know
favorite.
him. I'm just
He
no, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
he's your buddy.
Oh, snap.
After this particular scene, I'm not sure anymore.
Just so we remember.
What scene are we talking about, children?
Just before I'm prefacing this, I was never on that train. The two y'all Two of you all were on that train
you
for a
were
long
cartwheeling.
time.
Come on.
I was never on board. That was you too. Now, we see the JDF, as he's known, jumping onto a car that is precarious, and he is saving a little boy. And the thing that stuck out to me about this whole thing is the implication of the scene. Because the scene means one of two things. His parents are dead, or his parents ran away and abandoned him. Because why is this little boy sitting in the back of a car that has a bunch of camping equipment on top of it?
That's true, he has a point.
Are your parents dead, or did they say, screw you, we're out of here? One of those things happened. Don't tell me it didn't.
Well, I mean,
Unless he
and
was driving the car
the front,
himself.
the front, what is it? The windshield,
Yes, was
right?
busted
It
out.
that was busted out. So, that means that the parents said, peace.
Yeah, deuces.
Don't
Fend for
fail.
yourself, little boy.
Little boy, you sound really annoying. We have to get away from you. In fact, we did this on
That
purpose.
kid has
We
been
tried to kill you.
traumatized, just
Yes.
saying.
This is the fluff scene where JDF is like, you know what? I gotta be white and green in this episode. Basically.
I didn't get that. I was like, really?
Come on. This guy gets the high dollars, so he gets to be two rangers.
The fact that he pulled out Saba makes me cringe. I'm going, wait,
Yeah.
what?
Well, it's
What?
so glad you said Saba. Wow.
Yeah,
Okay,
he
good.
pulled out. Yeah, but this scene
Yeah,
actually
phrasing.
was.
Sorry, guys.
Phrasing's okay. But this scene was extended because the whole. He's like, you can be a superhero when you grow up, he tells the kid. That was added. It's like, okay, more Tommy. Great. Awesome. Sweet.
Right, but why are they sitting on a
Yeah,
car
get off the
that's about to
car!
it's about to fall?
The precarious, about to fall car is not where you have your heart to heart. It's not.
Like, why y'all sitting on the car? Like, it could blow up too. Like, what is y'all problem? It's all right though. It's okay.
J
They
JDF's tremendous ass actually got weighing down that thing.
I also like that he's wearing his communicator because to me, that means he's a crazy old man that thinks he can still talk to Zordon.
Well, you remember the Christmas episode in Zeo. He's still like,
Exactly.
oh.
He's slowly slipping into senility right here before our eyes.
Alzheimer's. It's a
He just
bitch.
walks around the park every day going, "Zordon, I can hear you, Zordon."
Hey, look. Look. The communicator could be just like one of them fashion watches. He's like, oh, yeah, I used to have that back in the day. Wow, these look really awfully familiar. How are you selling these on the market?
Oh, wait. Kim, really? You're marketing these? Really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's trying to talk to the rest of his team. They don't want to talk to him.
Moving right along, so we may so like yeah, cause like when we see the Lightspeed people, nothing changed.
Danny Slavin.
The Danny Slavin didn't
Attorney at
change.
law.
What
Space.
you the in space they didn't change either.
The
So yeah, it
Time
was
Force people
just.
and Lost Galaxy people silently looking at each other and nodding
Yep, pretty
because
much.
they
Pretty
don't get
much. Still,
lines.
Damon gets no lines. No lines. But wait a minute, Lost Galaxy. No, we have to wait to Lost
Nope,
Galaxy. Wait.
brother don't get to talk.
Wait. Yeah, it's just a black person don't get to talk. That's it. That's it. Him and nope.
And by
So no
isn't
Damon.
it weird though that he's still wearing his Terra Venture like jumpsuit? Like
Has he ever
where
washed that thing? Just
Yeah, like
saying.
you're not on Terra Venture, Holmes. What are you doing?
Well, just like, Tommy is still wearing his communicator.
Yes.
Oh,
And Don Danny Slavin, attorney at law, has not changed his clothes in over a decade.
no, not at all.
TJ and Cassie knew how to change.
Because they were from Earth, right? I mean, like, they were from normal wearing clothes that changed every day. So it was normal for them to have regular clothes, but Dan, what's his name?
Damon.
Leo.
Oh.
He didn't really have much of a wardrobe.
He's from Earth too, though.
I know, but he wore a leather jacket, red shirt, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's 2014. Nobody wears like a blue, like, it's, I don't know. He's stuck in the late 90s.
Yeah, well, all I know is that the cameo people so far, the only person that's been extended, that's right, Zoe, only
She's
person that's
mad
been
too.
extended is the Tommy, right? So moving right
Shocker.
along. Moving right along to the other things that have been changed
Yes.
now.
This now we're on to more Sentai footage, but at least it's Sentai footage that I enjoy. Good stuff. Red Ranger with the shield. That's my
Yeah, I like
my
that.
joint. That's my joint right there. Love Red Ranger with some shield. Almost as good as Black Ranger with the shield. Not quite. Not quite. But pretty good. Let's see.
It was cool. It was good. What I do like, and I don't know if we've gotten up to this part yet, but there's some other nonsense whoosie what's is that we don't really care about my 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 my. But what I do like is that in the other finale, you have the you have what you call it, Troy and Orion going to getting in the ship and going to Mavro's ship and want to take him down, and they take him down right there. And I thought it was like whack, like he goes down with the ship. This extended finale, he was like, "Psych,
Yeah,
I'm
that
alive."
was the one that was the biggest cut I knew was going to happen because when I first watched that finale, I'm like, wait a second. There is some huge final battle with this dude that was not in the finale. They clearly cut that out for the legendary stuff. That was the most obvious cut. And
Yeah.
thankfully, they restored it because it's a great, great fight. And it's even better in the Japanese version when they have more powers to go through. But although
I
they
mean,
still managed to sneak in the Die Ranger suit, like that's still there. Don't know
but I
why.
mean, it just made so much more sense. I mean, this whole like big old battle going down in the ship, and then like, oh no way, we got more foot soldiers. Like, no, that isn't no. At least let the dude like duke it out and something, and say like some like, look, I have my army coming out. Like
Well,
they don't
and
really do.
even beyond that, it actually gives closure to the story of Orion because he's the one that finishes the guy off. He takes the giant cannon and he stabs the dude with it and fires it at point blank range. This is the guy who had his world destroyed by this dude. So it's like, oh my gosh, it actually it's fitting. It works perfectly. The footage lined up actually well with their quote unquote story. You know, it worked. It was great. So I give them props for that. And
Well, I mean, on the non-extended finale,
just blow up the
they, I
ship.
mean, he no, but he was like for Andrasia or something with Troy or whatever, as they're both doing it. But this time it's just him with the cannon, like, yo, son.
Yeah, and when a ship just blows up, it's very limp, you know? It's like, eh, okay. Ship blows up, whatever. This is, you know, this is personal. This is one on one. Boom. In your face.
Sucker. But yeah, so it by and large, like they should have kept this cut in.
Yeah, this needed to
I mean, come
stay.
on.
If they were going to cut some stuff, they should have cut some other crap and left this in. Like, this is even more important than the final ship battle. Now, you could cut that down and just done this.
For real. For
And you
real.
got a cool little extended morph too.
Oh yeah, with them,
With the helmets popping on. That was fun.
That was fun. It was a thing. It was a thing. So,
I'm always for helmetless rangers. It's always a big thing for me. I always enjoy
yeah.
that. I don't know what it is, but somehow I always get it, especially 'cause nowadays it's such a rare thing.
Well, yeah, you put like a name to the, or yeah, an actual face to the actual suit. It gives them a personal thing to relate to. It's yeah. Otherwise, yeah, that's why I kind of didn't like the first season when they didn't have the things off when they needed to talk to Zordon. So,
Right,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah, it gets rid of the illusion of all this is just Japanese footage.
Right,
You know,
exactly.
it sort of gives me, okay, yeah, they're the Rangers. That's cool. You know, sweet. So I always enjoy that. I'm such a sucker for that. Anytime you can always get me with that.
Even if it doesn't make any sense. No, I
Yes.
mean, like, no, in general, I'm not talking about this particular, but even if it doesn't make any sense, I'm just like, oh, look, they have the helmets off. Like, but they're about to, like, fight people, and they're, no, helmets off, more helmets off, woo. So.
That's why I always got such a kick out of stuff like Ninja Storm, because they always could just pop their visors and be like, "What's up? We're doing
Right.
it." So,
Like, take a snack between
boom. Well, that
pop the
does make the
visor.
most sense. You really should be able to do that. You know?
Oh, goodness
Because,
gracious.
like, I always get thrown off when I see, like, even during the Legendary Battle stuff, because you know, there's the scenes of them t of the Rangers taking off the helmets is always them standing there with the helmet in front of their face, and they quickly cut as they're lifting it up. Because I'm like, "What? Who are you fooling, Cassie? You're lifting up your helmet, and your hair is already like 3 feet long in front of your shoulders. Like, what is that? I didn't see it fall. I didn't see it fall. You're playing. You're destroying the illusion. Come on now.
Look, they gotta do what they gotta do
I know.
to keep their job. Anyway,
Tie
so
back.
but yeah, no, yeah, they did their unmorphed, not well, they did their helmless morphs. It's cool. Then they had more powers that they used. Also cool. Mavro was like, peace. I'm out, son.
I still have an
And
army.
Aran's like, yep.
I still have an army. Boom.
Still have an army, boom, done. And then, you know, the normal stuff that we've seen, you know, oh my gosh, there's that team, and wow, and that team, and what are we gonna do? That
The funny thing
team.
about those teams is if you look at the picture of the entire teams standing there, and there's a shot on the website,
Oh God.
if you look at it, you can actually see gaps where other Tommies should be. 'Cause so they
Right. Oh
clearly
yeah, they were doing it.
filmed it. Yeah, they clearly filmed it and then quickly smudged him out.
Pretty
Because
much.
like you see a big gap in between the Alien Rangers and the Dino Thunder Rangers where the Black Ranger is supposed to be, obviously. And they also made some weird choices because it's like, okay, where's Merrick? He's not there. But you have other six Rangers. And like, where's the rest of Ninja Storm? Where's the rest of Jungle Fury?
Although the what you call it, the there's a picture here, and then clearly the Mighty Morphin people, yeah, okay, you see all the six of them, right? And then where is it? Where are you?
Who are you looking
Where are
for?
you? Where are you,
Right below Mighty Morphin.
Zeo?
It's right below. Right below.
Right. So wait, is that
That one they actually shot that way with no Red Ranger.
okay.
Because you actually saw them all come out together.
Okay.
So they shot that one correctly. But it's just weird with the Six Rangers, because like Eric's there. Zane's there, Magna Defender's there, but then other seasons, it's like SPD, no Sixth Ranger. Mystic Force, no Sixth Ranger. You know,
Maybe
it's
they
very
couldn't get.
random.
Well, maybe they couldn't get the
It's like,
suits. Who knows?
If
Screw those
they've got the
mentors.
Titanium Ranger suit, they've got all the suits.
They were like mentors.
Yep.
Don't need
And
those
then
people.
it's funny because they make sure to edit out the Red Ranger from Turbo. But you don't have enough Rangers to make Zeo, Turbo, and In Space all full teams. It
I
doesn't.
know,
Yeah,
that's what got me. I'm like, well, wait a minute here.
it's impossible. Unless you're going
Yeah,
to talk about them damn
exactly.
robot Rangers.
Ugh, don't remind me.
You know? It's like, you don't have enough people for those teams, so why are you so concerned about getting all the Tommies edited out?
Yeah.
Because he's the star of the show. What are you talking
But
about?
everything else, you're cool. You know, cool in the gang, whatever.
Right.
It's just a very, you know, it's like either show every single Ranger ever and then just say, you know, Morphing Grid, that's the reason, or meticulously make sure you edit out every single person you need to. You
Is
know, it's
that
like,
what
go.
happened at the very tail end when they all left? The Morphin Grid
Yeah, it'd be
exploded?
pretty much like.
They went back to their home planet, apparently. I don't know what
Yeah,
happened.
I was like, what
I don't know what
the
happened, but that's
heck
Sentai footage they shouldn't have used because it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. No.
Because that footage is from the very first episode of the Sentai show, where they sacrifice all their powers, and then their powers get dissipated throughout the universe, and they get turned into the keys. So that's what's happening right there. Instead, they use that footage for apparently the Rangers all disappeared and went somewhere. I don't know where.
Somebody farted, it exploded.
Yeah,
It
magic.
was, yeah.
Yeah, Alpha went crawled into the morphing grid again, like he apparently he's able to do. Thank
Yeah.
you, Overdrive.
So,
So
yeah.
it's just you know, it's like it's weird because it's like if you're gonna make the effort, make all of the effort. Don't half-ass it. And that's what they did with their teams.
But I mean, would you really just want to see Justin as a Turbo Ranger and all the like in space people be like,
Yes.
what sucks to be you?
Well, you could
Like,
have, or you could have Zane and Andros stand there by themselves,
right?
saying, "Hey, what's up, guys?" That'd be okay. I'd rather, if I mean, no offense, I'd rather you have TJ be a Red Ranger. Let's be real here. Come on now, that's my boy. Give him some red powers, even though Turbo sucks.
Yeah, they tried, but they only, yeah.
Very just it's just random. Just like how they messed up the Titanium Ranger's face.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Where
It's
it's
the mouth mask.
yeah, they have
Yeah.
the mouth mask like he's the visor's not there, but then the visor is also there behind it. Like it's
No,
just
if
some weird amalgamation of I don't even know how they did it. Like
Yeah.
if it's like you had to try to screw that up. So,
Unless they
yeah.
had somebody who wasn't involved in PR actually putting them together and thought, oh, hey, plunk. So.
It's funny, we actually saw in a picture from the set, it was Selwyn Ward and Patty sitting at a table read, and behind them you saw all these pictures of like a Sentai book or something, or pages they ripped off the internet, pasted on the wall
From Ranger
from Ranger
Central back in the
Central,
day.
pasted
Yeah.
on the wall so they could like get their teams down, make sure they had everybody. So they tried to do the legwork, they just did it wrong.
Right.
So, I don't know. Very, very weird. Very strange. Oh, Power Rangers.
Yeah, but no, but we can move on to things that were good.
Yes, I just always like to go over the minutia, you know. I'm just one, you know, just one of those where it's like I gotta look at everything.
You gotta get it out. You gotta let it out.
Yes. So then we get to the
So.
scene, the new scene that actually made people go, "Oh my God. What the hell? That's crazy." Because the Rangers get ready for battle. They start to put on their helmets, all the legendary Rangers. And then we cut to Caronne. And we had talked about this before because we had seen a picture that was like, what was it? It was a reflection in the mirror of her taking the picture. And she was taking, was she taking a picture of Hector, was it? Or I can't remember what it was.
No, I think Hector, well, Hector was in the photo, and I think Hector was taking the picture of himself, or I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, but she was in the room, and she was
Full
in the
astronomer gear. All nine decked out, full astronomer. And when all the Rangers pop on their helmets, they pause on Caronne, and she says that she loves being a Power Ranger. And like all the other Rangers, you would see flashes of their helmets earlier in the episode, and she got a flash of astronomer face.
Yeah, which I don't think was needed because we all anybody who's seen her in that season knows that it's Caronne.
But it was cool. But
Yeah,
it was
I
cool.
don't know.
Granted, the Photoshop skills were not the best.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that was what made me go, but yeah, it
Because
was kind of cool.
it's like placed a few inches too high and too big. But it
But
still was a nice touch.
I mean,
Unexpected touch,
something
too.
new, unexpected. Because I'm just like, wait, she ain't get no lines. She was a villain
Yeah.
and a range. You shouldn't get no lines, really, right? So like, that's the thing. Another thing that should have been an actual
Yeah.
freaking finale, because it takes 2 seconds.
Exactly. And
Is you
it's
come
so
on?
rare when this show manages to surprise me. So when I saw that, I went, "Oh my God, I didn't see that coming."
Especially when you saw it. I mean, like nobody. when you saw like the little behind the scenes thing, and you're just like, oh my gosh, are they gonna do this? Are you gonna? Ah! And then you don't see it in the regular finale. I'm just like, really, guys? You couldn't eat like nothing? But they, I don't know. Maybe did they hear our uproars? I don't know. They were like, I don't, just put it in.
Well,
But
it could have
they
been.
should have been
I
in.
mean, it could have been because they heard her uproars because she had the line of dialogue. I mean, so they must have always had plan on putting, or at least doing something, because they
Doing
probably had
something.
an idea of superimposing the whole body. But I don't know. Maybe that cost too much money. I don't know. So I said, put the head in there. Boom.
But look, it was great. I'm not gonna lie. It was great. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And it was a moment. And like, see, that type of stuff, I don't mind. Like, if you want to cameo it up, right, and you feel like, yeah, you ain't got no time to do nothing about nothing, add little gems like that. That's fine. Like,
Oh,
I don't mind.
how great would it have been if they would have then cut to Tommy and superimposed long hair Tommy? And then
What? No,
superimposed
no, no.
curly hair Tommy?
Not curly hair Tommy, mullet Tommy. Come on.
All of the Tommy
Yeah.
hairstyles, superimpose them one after another. Because those are just as important as being a villain.
Oh, Jesus.
Then superimposed glasses Tommy. Oh, gotta get him in there.
See, I like green glasses, Tommy. Shut up.
That's the only good Tommy. Every
Shut.
other Tommy sucks.
Oh my
Him
goodness
and his hair
gracious.
faces,
So
I
what?
swear
So
to
what? Do
God.
you need Frankenstein Tommy too?
Yes.
Do you need Vampire Tommy?
I need
No,
Vampire Tommy.
no, 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 no.
Don't
God,
vote for
no.
Dummy in there. Get him in there,
No,
yes. God. Don't remind me
Get
of
football
Vampire
player
Tommy.
Tommy
Oh
in
my
there.
God.
Do you need race car Tommy
Oh,
in there?
yes. Singing Tommy.
Oh God,
White
no.
the white
Saturday
stranger.
Night Fever Tommy.
White stranger up in that piece.
Pirate Tommy. Oh my gosh, how do I know all this? This is so horrible. It's like going through like every Halloween
He could have
costume.
his own line of Barbies with all his different careers.
No, El no, Frozen. It's Frozen Steph. They
Malibu Barbie.
Malibu Tommy. That's it. I just named the episode Malibu
God.
Called it.
Do you drink before the episode? Seriously, Jeremy?
Just water.
I wonder.
Just water.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
Malibu Tommy. You pull the string in his back and he goes, "Math is hard."
Oh
Oh
dear.
my God, I'm crying.
Oh dear. So yeah. But no, I guess they didn't have the time nor budget to go through all those
Then don't
phases.
do it if you know it's gonna suck.
But again,
I know.
they had the time and budget to color correct his helmet. Important things. Always forget. Always remember, I
That's
mean.
did
Always
they
remember. That
actually
is important. Yes.
Photoshop the silver thing out? Just keep the damn
Yeah.
thing.
Yes. When he filmed the
No.
scene, it had the silver stripe on it, and he complained, and they decided to fix it.
Yeah,
Although
like they're
there is
supposed
one
to.
shot though where they forgot to fix it, which I enjoyed.
Then why did he have him do the silver stripe back in Dino Thunder in the first place?
Nobody seems to even know where that originated. Just like who it just seems like whoever decided to remake the helmet when they were going to film Fighting Spirit just added a silver stripe, and that's just how it's been. Like it's
I and that's the
I
one
didn't
that they
mind it. I
have.
thought it
And
was
that's one that they
cool-looking.
keep.
I'm just
I enjoy
like,
the silver stripe too. I think we're in the minority. I actually like it.
you
But either way, it still
I don't
seems
mind
really
it.
weird that they would take the time to go fix it because he pouted.
No, it's not that he pouted. It's because it's wrong and you need to fix the right, okay? Or fix the wrong to make it right. No, like that, I totally agree. Do not come up with this whole nonsense with this stripe yet again, all right? In fact, they should just get rid of that helmet. Just d destroy it.
Never forget the stripe. Never forget.
And please make a helmet that does not have a stripe. Oh my gosh. Like, who on their right mind? Like, somebody who must have got fired, right? The last day was like, yep, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna F up everything for the rest of their lives.
Hashtag long live the stripe.
So, no, I can't. Ain't nobody got time for that. So,
I like it too,
anyhow.
Jeremy.
Yes.
We're in the minority. Yeah, we're in the majority here.
Stripe, 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 stripe.
You guys are wrong.
Whatever.
I'm the one that can hang up on both of you.
Whatever.
Love me some Stripe.
But yeah, no, I mean, and then everything else with the episode was pretty much the same.
That was it. Yeah, that was all the changes. Now, one thing I think would have been, I understand why they didn't do it, because it was the big moment, but doesn't it seem like it would have made maybe a little more sense if they had the big fight and then beat the Emperor?
Right? Yeah.
You know?
Or have the older Rangers at least help them bring down the Emperor.
Yeah, like the old people bring down the army, the new people handle the Mavro.
Mm-hmm.
And intercut that and all that other
stuff.
Yeah,
it would have been awesome. But yeah, no, it was like, oh, hey, Emperor's dead. Oh, I'm sending all my stuff in there. It looked like they just slapped it on. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and then they had a downgrade because of the footage, you know, so it's like, oh, I feel so good. I'm just going to use my Megaforce suit. You know, they've done that a couple times in this season where they've had to just come up with some dumb excuses for why they weren't using their canonically much more powerful suits. It's like, oh, I'm just Ghost Sager footage, whatever. Okay, we're Ghost Sager again. Cool. We have all these really cool powers against this massive army, but we're not going to use them.
Why couldn't they just make them, like, permanently upgraded from the Megaforce suits to these suits and called it something else?
They could have. They chose not to because they also wanted to go because what they did is they had a cliffhanger from the first season to the second season. So they never actually beat the main villain from Ghost Sager when they had those suits. Mm-hmm. So they came back a few episodes ago, came up with a reason for why they couldn't use their new powers, and just recycled all that old footage and finally beat the villain from the first season in the middle of the second season. So,
okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff where they just wanted to get, you know, just get the last little drop out of Ghost Sager footage that they could, even when they were on Gokaiger stuff. So it's dumb because there's so many times where they have to upgrade Morph to just kill time in the episodes.
Yeah. And it's that, yeah. The people don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to see old, you know, I don't want to see old and busted. I want to see new hotness. That's how it goes. But. So we and again, the Ghost Sager suits are fugly, but that's beyond that. Anyway, and you know, so like they beat the army with their Ghost Sager powers, and then Troy sticks his sword from the other powers in the sand, like whatever. Okay, cool. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to me, but I don't know. It's still a very limp ending because they again. They just dropped their mentor character after like the first couple minutes of the last episode. Like they never had some final, hey, go
like,
say,
hey.
Thanks for being our buddy. None of that. They just walk
Got
away.
A point.
Walk away.
Like, we don't need you. We good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Go say, we ain't have to chase after you no more. You know, chasing out the suitcases and junk. Nope. Peace. So.
Yeah.
What's his name? Not go say
Tensu.
Tensu.
Yes. Another very two names that are about as lazy as you can possibly get. Because they just took them from the Sentai.
Totally ripped off Alpha 5.
Well, it was kind of he looks like Wally to me, but yes.
Yeah, he does. No, I mean he's intended to be like an
yeah,
Alpha 5.
Yeah,
but...
guy on the big floating head and little robot dude. Yes. They're really stretching
yeah.
the creative imagination on that one. So.
So now comparing the other finale to this finale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you?
It's better. Mostly because they gave a conclusion to Orion's story and because they astronomed us. That's basically it. But probably what they should have done is just replace some of the crappy footage that was already there with the more important footage instead of extending it. Because you still only have two episodes worth of material.
Yeah, like, the Wrath didn't have to change at all. Okay? You didn't have to extend powers that we don't care about at
yeah,
all.
If anything, you could have downgraded some of those Zord fights and put
right.
in some of this other stuff. You know, less of that.
And fine, leaving the Froyo, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. It's real people talking, whatever. Who cares? But I don't need extended Zord footage. Like, it's not. No,
No.
I don't need it. It's not what I'm like, oh wow. And then the thing is that they showed it so late on a Monday. And I'm like, all right, you guys, you really are aiming this for the older crowd who knows what the real deal is. So come on, you guys. Like, we know. Like, how you gonna put in extended footage that don't mean jack squat at the end of the day? Come on. Come on. You know how we're gonna talk about it. You know how we're gonna talk about it. So
The last time I can remember watching New Power Rangers late at night was the mutiny, and I got so many good feelings. I did not get them this time. Remember how great that was as
oh,
a
the
kid when you're
mutiny.
like, "Oh my God, the second season's premiering, it's in prime time. Oh, it's a oh my God, look at this new guy, the Zed dude, he's crazy. Oh my gosh. It's nuts.
Dude.
They're losing their Zords. What's going on?"
Yeah, when Zed made his appearance, oh my God. I was like,
Oh,
dude.
goosebumps.
Oh yeah. I missed those
This?
days.
Yeah, my mom tried to not get me watch Power Rangers because of Zed. I'm just like, no. Fine. I will not watch it with you. We're gonna go into my room and put it in my VHS. Yeah. So
They came
that's what we're
before
gonna
this,
do.
the DVDs, kids. Just
It's
now you're old, Leaf.
I don't know.
You're old.
Well,
So am I, then.
so yeah, so the new finale, Katie, you th better, worse, same.
Did you watch both versions of
Did you
it?
watch both?
No, I didn't watch both. I watched the
Okay.
extended, but
Yes.
so I can just give it my overall. But
Extended, uncut.
I there it's hard to say. I'm torn. There's some good parts, but there was a lot of stuff that disappointed me. So yeah, it was hard. It
There,
was
yeah.
hard to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty much the going sentiment, it seems, on the internets, where it's not great. Not great.
No, it's not.
Oh. Yeah, so slight upgrade, but
I think the most important, I think what makes this a little bit better was the Mavro thing. Like, that was one of my key problems with the finale. I'm just like, really? Really, guys? But, having it re-edited this way, it may, there's still some things. There's still a lot of things that were not great. But at least, the ending was something that was fleshed out.
It's yeah, it
Teeny
still
tiny
just leaves me baffled as to why that was what they decided to edit out. Like, how was that possibly something you would leave on the cutting room floor?
bit. It's like this stuff that explains more things. Meh.
I can
Meh.
think of so many clips, just seconds here and there, where I'm like, you could easily get rid of that and eventually fit this in.
You know what? That'll be a project for somebody out there, not me. Projects for somebody out there. Somebody should
Re-edit this into a
take.
tight half-hour episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Or tight. Let me see. Let's see, like 44 minutes for both
Well, don't
episodes.
even
So
do the
like,
first one.
just
Just get rid of it.
don't even do
Just
the first
start where the second one's
Skip it.
supposed to start, and you can still get a 22 minutes out of that, probably.
Obviously, I'll just cut down some of the wrath too. I'll cut that down and extend
Cut down Troy and
the
Orion fighting on in the middle of the ship forever and a day. Cut that out,
So
There's stuff
just
left. They stuck.
make it tight, make it tight, make it bright.
Ain't tight, ain't right.
So, but yeah, now we're please tell me
Yes.
that we're completely done,
Yes.
Mega Force,
On the
Saban.
plus
Okay.
side, we are super mega'd out. We're done.
I mean, like,
New
if they come
people.
up with some, if they come up with some like surprise, super duper extended ending, I'm like, I'm done. Like, yeah.
We're just gonna show you Gokaiger. Here it goes. Huh?
It's like, guess what, guys? We had even more footage from the legendary battle where Damon had a whole monologue. And what's his name?
Trakina showed up and he mashed faces with her. It was great.
What's his name? Oh gosh, who's Hector's name?
Mike. Mike!
Mike and
How great would that have been if Leo would have went, Mike! What? And he just turned around like, what? Mike! Why are you yelling? I'm right here.
Oh gosh, from Mike and Emily, right? Like, okay, now you know I'm not a fan of samurai.
No.
I'm not a fan of
And not
samurai.
a fan of Hector Davis Jr.
And I like Mike. Okay, I
I
like
want to be like Mike.
Mike. Okay, and Emily is a cute little thing. So, yo, like, how you don't even give them no lines? Like, I mean, I'm not a look, again, not the biggest fan, but it was the that was the previous team though. Like, you're just gonna make them just stand there and look pretty?
Yeah,
That's not
they
right.
even they know they're worthless.
That's not right. That's not right. Not even a head nod. They didn't get a head nod. Just
I'm sorry. I'm totally okay with that, so I don't know what to tell you.
because in the regular finale, they didn't get jack squat. And then in this one, okay, everybody put on their helmets. But like, they didn't.
They don't need. They don't need nothing.
I don't know. I thought that was just kind of shady. It's wrong. How you gonna like. These people already in the United States, you flew them all the way out there to stand there and do nothing. And out of everybody, Hector David Jr. had like 5 billion behind the scenes shots.
Yeah. Hey, she was important. She was yellow. They didn't have a yellow, so that was good. She represented the rainbow. Gosh, she's so small, too.
Yeah,
Like, she
she's
doesn't even come to JDF's neck. Like,
right because JDF is on the taller side of
I
the
know, but
men. Isn't he 6 foot?
Patty's standing on his other side, and she's much taller.
Yeah, because she actually like 5 6, like no, like Brittany is my height. I don't know. No, I think she's small.
Yeah,
She's
she's
like
like
5'2"
yeah, she
or
is tiny.
5'1". Yeah,
She is
yeah.
super mega tiny.
He just went there.
Yeah,
So
like
yeah.
little thing looks like a kid.
So overall, I think we all agree that Super Mega Force needs to die. Just go away.
Yes.
Let's go.
The last 4 years need to go away. Like, Spawn ain't done nothing right so far.
Nope.
Little here, a little there. There were some glimmers of hope.
Do you want to talk about the Samurai RPM team up again?
No. So, let's not.
You want to see, you want to fix a car? As riveting as that was?
It's not.
Hold on,
Let's
I'm just
not.
gonna say it one more time.
Uh-oh.
Because you need, Katie needs to know this.
Yeah,
They
'cause I've never heard.
didn't have footage. So while the Samurai Rangers are fighting the monster, right? The Sixth Ranger, the Gold Ranger from Samurai, and the Red Ranger from RPM, the only person who actually appeared in the team up from RPM and was just a voice and wasn't even credited as himself, were
What?
fixing a car. Monster battle in the background, fixing a car.
Take that in.
There are no words.
Oh my
Just take that in.
That is how they occupy their time during climactic
That makes
battle.
my head hurt.
Fixing a car.
I need more beer. Oh my God.
By the way, they've already just like you may have heard this. They've already decided that RPM isn't even in the same universe as the rest of Power Rangers.
Yeah,
What?
that whole alternate
He
universe
joined
dimension.
them by arriving on a magic train. Subway train, like in the middle of nowhere, just showed up. And when they actually decided to
Invisible
use,
portal?
when they
You
used
don't.
R when they used RPM in the middle of the season because they had to, because one of the Zords that the Super Mega Force team got was a Zord from RPM. They played it like Gowanger, so it was jokes. It was the monster who was supposed to be coming from RPM, which, you know, all the monsters there didn't talk and they were just killer robots, was riding on a tractor with a bunch of hay bales, and all the grinders were all wacky falling around in the hay. Because we're playing this like it's GoWanger. RPM didn't exist. We're wacky. What about RPM is wacky? Not much. And that's how they played it.
Oh, Lord.
There is like genuine contempt for RPM amongst the Saban people, it seems like. I don't get
It was a
it.
good
Like
season, too.
It's like the best season.
it's like one of the best
It's one
seasons
of,
of
it's
all
one of, if
time.
not the best season of all time. And they treat it like garbage, like hot garbage.
Oh.
It's
Don't know what
bad.
to tell you.
It's bad. It's real bad. You got your Netflix, you go watch that team up and you die. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, it's seriously on Netflix? Oh, Jesus.
Everything, all of Power Rangers is on Netflix.
No!
Everything is. It's all there.
No! I don't want to go watch.
Oh, you go watch it.
So, yeah.
I'll let my husband watch it.
Oh.
They still treat RPM like they are the redheaded stepchild. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as everybody's concerned, it's really Megaforce. It should be very
Okay.
dumb.
You want
Sorry.
to ignore something? You ignore the last 4 years.
Well,
Like,
what about Mystic Force? What
this is
was it?
worse. This is worse.
Really?
This is worse. This is worse.
Samurai. No, for me, honestly, Samurai is worse than Megaforce if we're taking the two seasons back to back, like together compared, because I can't stand Samurai like with a passion. I cannot stand Samurai.
Right.
It's very dull. I couldn't stand the Rangers.
So, but like, yeah, it really, really, you can just forget past 4 years, except for Jake and Gia.
And Robo Knight.
And Robo Knight.
That's the sad thing is the crazy robot character who's supposed to be super serious is like the most entertaining. Like he's jokes, like unintentional jokes. He's
And
hilarious.
actual, like, fair, funny, like, really funny, not
Yeah,
like funny looking.
I genuinely laughed at him multiple times when I was not laughing at him. I laughed because I was supposed to be laughing. Like they told a joke and I thought it was funny.
So, yeah.
So they
Yeah,
could do something right.
but just not with the rest of
Yeah, not
them.
with the actual Rangers.
And then, okay, Orion, he bringing up the rear,
Yeah, he
he
had
did
some
some
moments.
things, so.
And I do enjoy the fact that at least at the end of the episode that Gia kissed Jake, even if it was on the cheek. Even on the cheek.
What, you want a tongue? Like, I
I
mean,
know, I
oh
know, I mean
man.
I don't need Licky style, but I mean at least he got a little something something. You know,
But it just seems to, like, I don't know.
she been CTs in that boy for 2 years.
Just like I think they could have built it. I don't want to say built it up, but like I mean, they built it up like for the past 2 seasons. But they could have like hinted at like her gazing at Jake. Taking a second look at him or something.
Hey, now he's been building it up for 2 years.
Well, shut up.
Glug.
Shut up. Shut up.
God. Oh, dude.
So yeah, so like it was just like, all right, and we're done, and we beat the monster. Kiss. Bye. I'm like, yeah. It's kind of like, all right, guys. Okay, we get it. We understand. They go off into the sunset.
Hey, I was expecting nothing. So, at least this is something.
Well, I guess so. But yeah.
Expectations were low.
All right, so I guess we've beat this horse.
Yes.
We're good.
Kill Bloody Paul.
We are good. Super Mega Force is out.
Dino Charge.
In.
All right, so mind my business, whatever. We
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. We ate my thing. We had a little good food, whatever, blah, blah, blah,
I
blah.
had to get up at 2 o'clock to be at work at 3 a.m.
That's an abomination. Blaspheme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
horrible.
Yeah.
And so after my food, you're on your phone, my iPod, yada yada yada. I'm like, oh look, a little Power Rangers little app. Like, okay, fine, let's download this Dino Charge app. Let's see what they got. Okay, your normal kidsy, like, oh look, take a picture of yourself as a ranger. Like, okay, who cares?
Scan
Skip.
your
Skip.
battery to get a code.
Whatever. And then all of a sudden you hear tunes. Like, what? What? Dino Charge? Wait. Is this the theme song? Word? And I was like, what? Instantly hooking up things to get the high qualities and things or whatever. Dude, Dino Charge theme song in full effect. Thoughts.
You go first.
No.
Gotta go first.
Katie,
No.
what do you
No.
think?
I don't want to. Parts of it weren't bad. It's just it, the background chanting just weirded me out.
You didn't like
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
that
No, I don't like it.
Did not think that's what you're going to complain about, but go
Do I
ahead.
need to break the tie or what's going on?
It's up to you. I thought it was I a little weirded me out a little bit. Maybe it'll grow on me, but for hearing it the first time, I was like, what?
I definitely needed to listen to it like half a dozen times.
Maybe if I do that, because I only like did it once or twice. So yeah, that's maybe my.
Yo, that crap was on loop, son. On loop. Oh, it was so cool how it started. And then like and then especially and then listening to the instrumental thing, I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And
Yeah, the
then they
instrumental
got
was actually
to
awesome.
the typical samurai-esque, Megaforce-esque. I'm just like, stop. This is actually ruining the song. Like, you don't
Rangers
need.
together,
Oh my gosh.
Dino Charge down together.
Seriously, I
I
can't.
honestly think he's out of. Yeah.
Well, apparently, this was not the first cut of the song because our boy Yoshi, if you know Yoshi, Blue Ranger from Dino Charge, back a little background on him. He's a huge fan of the show and of the Japanese show. Like he's a super duper fanboy and he's the Blue Ranger. So it's cool. But apparently he said on the Twitters that they were given the original cut of the song and all of them, including Judd, did not like it. So they changed it up. They added all the drums, they added the chanting, and they tried to make it a little more unique, its own thing, instead of just sounding like the Samurai Megaforce.
Because and that's the thing. You can, I mean, every well, I'll say every, okay, every other year technically, but every season since Samurai, like it's okay. I get it. Samurai try to like copy the MMPR, get it, whatever, fine.
Right.
Megaforce sounded a little bit better, but then it kept going back to that samurai nonsense. I'm like,
You're like,
fine,
stop,
whatever.
stop,
Fine, I get it. We get it. T-Zack, we get
Yeah,
it. Okay.
T-Zack.
The now, Judd, why did you let them kind of just
See, the thing is, I
why?
don't think he can, he has the ability to just tell them, go do it again. You know, I think like he has some control, but I don't think he can just flat out say, do it again.
Because, like, I mean, all
Or
the
get rid of
whole,
all
like,
that.
Rangers together of Dino, like, that needs to come out. And then, like, okay, fine. You want to add your Go-Go Power Rangers? Whatever. Not my thing, but whatever. But if you take out that Rangers to get, take that out, oh,
The
it'd be crazy.
cleaner the break you make from original stuff, the better it is. Be your own thing.
Crap, don't even. I'm just talking about Samurai, because that's when that Rangers Together nonsense first came up.
Right.
Oh, just break from Sam. Just break it off. Like, nobody wants to remember that crap. But
Somebody
other than
does.
that,
It's
it's
like a
great.
tattoo on your arm of an ex-girlfriend's name.
Seriously, and then you keep like covering it up and covering it up, and then it just you still see like the name on there, and then like you keep redoing it and, until it's like yeah. But I'm glad that they redid it, at least for this cut, because it sound I like
I
it.
like I like the very beginning of it. I said about 20, 24 seconds in, it's still really good. And at the end, I actually do enjoy the drums and the chants, but I agree, the middle part where all they do is go back to Go-Go Power Rangers and Together Forever garbage just completely neuters the song. But other than, but if, you know, if they got rid of that, it'd be a really good song for the most part. So
Awesome.
they're in the, they're, they took a step in the right direction. Might have been a baby step, could have been a big step, but
Oh, love the chanting, yo.
chanting stuff.
Totally gonna do that. You know,
I still have
I
to
was in
redo it.
I was in what was it? It was Ranger Stop. And Michael Copon, every time he walked into onto the convention floor or walked wherever he was, he always had like music playing. It's like he like technically had his own theme song. So this is totally gonna be my theme song. I'm just gonna loop the just loop it everywhere I walk, and that'll be my theme song. And be like, what is going on? What is that noise? I don't know what you're talking about. We don't know what you're talking about. And then I just click it off.
And kind of the, and the drums actually kind of go with the theme, like the whole the samba stuff that they do in Kyoryuger, where they all do the dancing and they're, you know, I mean it, the drums work. It actually with the yeah,
I'm just
it's
afraid
good.
they're gonna have that.
Oh, Katie, you need to see some Kyoryuger. You are
No, she doesn't.
in for a treat.
No,
she doesn't.
There
No.
is dancing.
No.
There is samba.
No.
There is lots of random, slightly Spanish words for no apparent reason.
What?
Oh yeah, they like to go vamola,
Okay.
mucho.
Yes.
Yes, when
I'm
they do.
scared.
When they do the big
Hold
extra
me.
blast from their gun, it goes mucho. Good stuff. Actually, Courager is actually a really good show. I really, really like it. It's one of the better seasons in recent memory. Lisa does not like it, but I love it. It's
I'm
great.
good. So, but yeah,
Wow.
I'm telling you though, I don't know, like from hate to say it, kinda now, kind of pumped for DynaCharge.
And here's the thing. Okay, I know people originally had a lot of love for the Hector David Jr., and we know that blew up in our face a little bit. But this Yoshi dude, I really, really like him. He's so adorable. Like, he actually put up a video of him doing the Kyoryuger morph for.
Toei's
Right.
producers.
Where he actually did the full little samba dance thing. Like, he's like a super duper fanboy. And like, when he first got the.
Yeah, because it seems like real. I mean, that seems real, but because it is real,
He's
right?
not someone who just says he's a fan. Like, I could,
And just
like, you
says
could,
MNPR.
yeah.
Like, I
Because,
get
like,
it.
I could
I
tell that
get
with
it.
Cameron Gibbo, because when they did an interview and they ask him, what are your favorite seasons of Power Rangers? Every other actor is going to say MMPR. He said RPM and SPD.
That's right.
So I'm like, okay, he knows what he's talking about. Boom.
Or he did his research.
Or he did his research. Well, he would have said SPD, though.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you can quickly like glance at some stuff or whatever, do your research instead of just saying R MNPR like for
Yeah, as sad as it
everything.
is to say, if your answer is RPM, you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Because it's very niche
It's
amongst.
good. It's good.
It's great. It's just nobody's seen it. That's the problem, is nobody's seen it. So if you've seen it and you like it, then you're a fan, straight up. And
Right.
like this Yoshi dude, like when he first got the role of the Blue Ranger, he was so excited because he got a tweet from the guy who played the Blue Ranger in Kyoryuger in Japan. He got
Oh,
a tweet from him,
nice.
and he's like, "Oh my God, I got a tweet! Oh my God, I'm so happy!" He's just ecstatic about the whole thing. He's just such a
I'd
super,
be. That'd be awesome.
and he addressed the, and he's willing to address the issues with us too, because he agreed. He said that when he initially found out that they were going to say it's Morphin time, he didn't like it. He flat out said, "I didn't like it." He said it's grown on him, and he's cool to be part of a legacy. But he had the same knee-jerk reaction that we do, that stop saying it's Morphin time, okay?
Yes, please come up with your own morphing call and not combined with It's Morphin Time. Just have your
Well,
own,
look what
just
Disney did.
come on.
I mean, they varied it every single season.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as we got out of Zio, which was a natural transition,
Right.
do your own thing.
Yeah.
Be your own thing. Because you are your own thing. You're a completely original team. So do your own thing.
Right.
No?
They just keep riding everybody. Just stop. Because you
Right.
know why? You're gonna,
You're
I
gonna
don't know
ruin it.
about you guys, but you keep reminding us of what we really want.
Yeah. If you're gonna
And
remind
you're
us of
not what
this,
we
if
really
you're gonna
want.
remind us of a really good thing, then you also better be a really good thing. That's kind of,
Right, Samurai?
yeah, that's
Right, Megaforce?
kind of how it goes. It's kind of the deal.
Jeez.
Don't tell us about awesome things and then suck. Because then you just make me want the awesome thing. And not your sucking.
So yeah, I kind of am kind of pumped for Dino Charge. I'm not gonna lie.
I know
Red Ranger, I haven't seen much of the Red Ranger, so I don't know, right?
it's
You
you know
know,
it's because
but.
it, for me I'm like, I liked Kyuriger. I like that we have a very diverse cast. I like that we've got fanboy Blue Ranger. I like that we got the Chip and no Johnny Tzak. I see so many signs that tell me this should be a good and dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. Come on, the dinosaur season's always pure
Everybody
nostalgia.
likes dinosaurs.
Yeah,
Thank God.
exactly. Pure nostalgia built right in. That actually makes sense. But so I see all these things. I'm like, I see all the makings, at least on a pure cosmetic level, of a season that I should like. So expectations are going. I don't want them to go up because expectations have gone up in the past, and now I, got battered wife syndrome. So
Oh, God.
please be good, Dino Charge. Please be good. Please, please,
I
please. Please
know,
be.
I
And you don't have the
know.
word force in your title. That's always a good thing.
I know it's a good, that's a good
Every
start.
season with force in the title sucks.
Well, Time Force and Sock.
Okay, exception that proves the rule.
Yeah, but they started it.
Yeah, they did it first, so
There's, yeah, so everyone
everything
after.
else has ruined the word force.
Yep.
See, again, that's a good example, right? See, Wild Force, you shouldn't have your name with force in it, because you're gonna remind us of what we like, and you're not like that. No, not at all.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, but yeah, can we like can we just dead force in any future names? Can we just dead it?
And I also, while we're at it, can we get rid of super, mega, ultra, fantastic, amazing, any of those generic mean the same thing words? All of those. Go away. Go away. Be something that unique that actually describes your season. That says something specific about your season. Because literally there's nothing more generic in the world than Megaforce. Any powers could be called Megaforce.
Mega Horse. Well, you know what? I mean, I get why.
Because they didn't want to say angel.
Because, well, and because that they know that they were going to merge these two seasons together, and that the second team is gonna have a whole bunch
So you're
of
saying
different stuff.
you're saying they didn't want to call it Power Rangers Angelic Pirates?
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a good look. Don't think that'd be a good
I'm
look.
still amazed that they never even mentioned pirates. They never even. Like the biggest elephant in the room, they never said anything about pirates. You're on a pirate ship, you have a pirate logo on everything, you have a blunderbuss, you have a saber that only pirates use, and you didn't say one word about pirates.
It's a super mega win.
That takes a hell of a lot of balls there, Saban.
Super mega win for no
Your
pirates.
Megazord has a cannon in its chest, an old-timey cannon in its chest.
Yeah.
Don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
What I can tell you is that Dino Charge coming soon to a television near you, y'all.
Just imagine
Get charged up.
if they did Dino Charge and didn't say anything about dinosaurs. Just said, let's use our giant creatures.
But
Let's
they
go.
kind of already have Dino in their
No, they just call it Mega
names.
Charge.
Mega Charge.
No,
And
no more
say,
Mega.
Super Mega Charge. And just don't even mention the fact that they all have dinosaurs. And see how that works out. No? Okay. All right, cool. Unbelievable.
So, Katie, so are you going to start tuning in to the Power Rangers again? I can't even get the sentence.
I might.
It should be. It might be good.
It might. I mean, the past few seasons, I've tuned in just to see what it's like, but if it starts going, I lose interest real quick.
Well, and you don't have any excuse because they put the episodes on Netflix like ridiculously fast. Like right. There was no time in between. Like the finale was up there before it aired.
Really?
Yeah, like the day before.
Huh.
Every single Power Rangers episode that exists is on Netflix right now.
Interesting.
So you got no excuses. Yep.
So yeah, I will try to get the Dino Charge a shot, but yeah. We'll see.
You got a few months. Probably February. It's usually when these things start, right?
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just remind me.
So, yeah. And again, we got a Blackpink Ranger. What?
Finally.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Katie will be. No, not Katie. Can't even say. Nope. Wait. Oh, no. That was a Black Girl Ranger, period. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never
had a yellow.
Blackpink Ranger.
Lots of black yellows.
But we haven't had a Black Girl Ranger since Time Force.
Is it really?
Since Time Force.
Wow.
He's
I gotta think.
We've been over. We've been over this in the previous. Episode.
And that's the thing is because there's just been so many seasons since then that have only had one girl. That's the thing is that became a lot more common. So.
Yeah. So yep. Time Force.
Oh, she's right.
A lot of Asian ladies. A lot.
Yeah, they gave us a lot of the variety of Asian ladies, which was okay, fine, girl. You know, we y'all needed y'all time, y'all shine. Y'all needed y'all pink time, too. You know, it's fine. Instead of being yellow, y'all needed y'all time. But,
yeah, it's gotta be pink and be yellow.
So, yeah, I get it. But, it's nice to see a black girl. It's been a long time.
But again, they're offsetting that by making the Purple Ranger much more important. Gotta get that purple in there. Come on. You know we love some purple.
Anyway.
Oh, did you
let me have my moments.
Did you see they named all the other Rangers and they gave them weird names?
What are you talking about?
Because you know how there's 10 Rangers in Kyuriger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they called the Gray Ranger?
What?
The Graphite Ranger.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I can roll with that.
The Graphite Ranger. They're still gold and silver. They kept those correct.
Okay.
I can't remember what the other ones. Hold on. I can find it. If you give me a second.
Because nobody wants to be gray.
It's figured it out because somebody jailbroke the Morpher.
Oh, I see.
So we already know all the names of the Rangers. Where?
Yeah, gray. Yeah, gray is my. Graphite?
Oh, yeah. They actually are calling her the Purple Ranger. They're not going with Violet.
Violet.
Or anything like that. Or like in Jungle Fury, where they just said Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
The Cyan Ranger, you know, is Aqua.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. And you know how how Kyuriger had that like dark blue one that was Neville Ranger?
That I don't remember. I don't think I watched that far. Go ahead.
He was dark. He was like a very dark blue, kind of like Blake.
Okay.
And he is the Talon Ranger.
The who?
Talon.
Talon.
It's not a color.
The heck is that?
Talon as in the hands.
Well, he's got a. He's hold on a second. Hold on. Just Google search the word Death Ruger.
What?
As in, you're writing Kyo Ruger, the Ruyger. But
need to link me. Just,
how do you
just link.
G what?
Link.
Death. And then Ruyger.
And then you copy and paste that link, because I look at that.
Hold on, fine. I'll just copy the Google image search.
No, I got it.
No, I don't.
There's the Google image search.
So he's an evil ranger?
Yes, he's just from the movie, but they use him in like one episode or something. So he looks cool. I like his look.
Yeah, he does, actually. The colors are pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And that is the Talon Ranger. With his boomerang that works like Tommy's flute.
I see.
Okay.
Yes. And he does have his own.
All right.
So he's pretty cool looking. I like him.
Well, Dino Charge, don't suck. Sit. I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't know why you will have a problem.
Bar's low.
So just don't suck. Because you will hear from it. You will hear about it from us for the rest of your lives.
Oh, and apparently they do have all their individual morphing calls, too. Like, they say, like the Gold Ranger would say, Terra, Charger, Engage, Energize, Unleash the Power. So they really have a long thing. Then he says the name of the dinosaur. And the funny thing is they actually give them the full names of the dinosaurs that are ridiculously long for some of them. Like, the Graphite Ranger is actually called the Pachycephalosaurus. And he actually says the whole damn thing.
Say that five times fast.
Exactly.
Yo, Pachy, let's go.
And apparently they just call themselves Power Ranger Gold, Power Ranger Purple, Power Ranger whatever. So they're trying to be unique. Lots of talking when they morph.
Like I said, don't suck. We have been through enough. We have suffered long enough.
Swing okay. Low, sweet.
God.
Am I not allowed to do that?
No.
Yeah, I guess we're done, right? We're good.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're done.
Super Mega Win.
Stop. Stop.
Dino Chargerific. Is that what we're doing? We're going to do that now? Chargetastic?
We are charged up.
Charged up? Powered up for more?
Go, Dino.
No, stop.
Go, Dino.
Go, go, Dino Rangers. Dino Rangers. Dino.
Power Rangers. Power Rangers. Dino Charge.
Like 10 fingers reaching for the sky in 10 ways.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's go. It's time to turn it on. Set them dinos straight. Come on.
Oh, God.
Shift into dino.
Dino, go.
Let's charge it.
I don't remember the other theme song. Sorry. You're lucky, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
The signal is charging.
Power Rangers Dino Charge now! Power Rangers Dino Charge, yeah!
Oh, good times.
Dino Charge!
Secret Dino Academies told of three who would be chosen above the rest.
Oh boy. What's other ones? Oh man.
Dino Charger Emergency.
Power Rangers Dino Charger
Rescue Go.
Oh God.
Dino's on your side. Dino's on your side.
Times. I missed this.
You don't want to you don't chime in, Katie?
Other songs?
No.
No?
No. That.